Going Home to Glory, A Memoir of Life with Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1961 through 1969. By David Eisenhower, with Julie Nixon Eisenhower. Narrated by Arthur Morey. Copyright 2010 by Jell D. Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. General Eisenhower. 1. Gettysburg. Going Home. In the late afternoon of Inauguration Day, January 20, 1961, Dwight and Mamie Eisenhower drove north to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in the 1955 Chrysler Imperial that Mamie had purchased for Ike on his 65th birthday. The outgoing President and First Lady, their personal servants, Sergeant John Mooney and Rosie Woods, and chauffeur, Leonard Dry, sat together in the roomy car. There was an eerie loneliness about the absence of motorcycle escorts and caravans of Secret Service and press cars. A single Secret Service vehicle with driver and agent led the Chrysler. When the Eisenhowers approached the entrance to their Gettysburg farm, the Secret Service honked the horn and made a U-turn, heading back to Washington. The Eisenhowers' itinerary had been published in newspapers. Despite a blizzard the night before and below freezing temperatures, friendly groups in twos and threes lined the road between Washington and Frederick, Maryland. Near Emmitsburg on Route 15, the crowds grew larger. The nuns, priests, and students of Mount St. Mary's and St. Joseph's Colleges bundled in overcoats and scarves.